Blog Talk Radio. Say that to you, what you understand that God was so every door will open up, and somebody was calling me to let me know that we was off the on. So I'm coming back on you to let you know all is well. But I want to say to you this morning, don't let the devil lie. Don't let the devil get you what you can do, what God wants you to do, and what God wants you to go. All is well, and I'm praying for your healing and deliverance this morning. Sometimes it don't come like you want it, but you have to wait on the divine will of God and the ancestors that keep you going forward. What I'm saying to you, into saying I can make it, you can make it, and if those clothes will open up, y'all, everybody hear what I'm saying? And if those that block, God will open up for you. Don't let them block into
Y'all help me sing this here. Send it here. God knows how to
know when to do it. So this morning, as we talk about what's going on around the world, and I was talking to Mother Bessie, and she told me, she said, Bishop, if my somebody come to himself and pray, trying to use his ways, God hear the land. Stop being so stubborn. Ask God for forgiveness, and ask God to bless your family. There's a lot of evil going on in the world today. And Abaddon, the death angel, is killing people by the thousands because you got to embrace the oneness of God. You can't worry about sin what you need to say, walk God. To help and uplift people. I want you to tell somebody this morning, in spite of, I want you to say, I still love, for God so loved the world. He gave the only God that not perish, but have everlasting life. Man, you got to have faith that God will give you to the next level. Level you on now. See, some people ain't on the level you on, so you can't help them because they ain't with you. I want to pray for somebody that had problems that left up. Somebody had problems with their lungs. Somebody having headaches. I'm going to pray for them headaches. In the minute, God still is a healer. And I want you to and give me the power of the Holy Ghost and let God carry you to the next level. And let God open the door that you need to open up for you. God wants that, but the devil wants that you can't take it. And I want to tell you, the trip is going to be all right. And I want to tell you, God got a message for you, and I want to say to him, whatever you need, God got everything going, God got it. And I want to tell you, look back, you can't make it, but I want to tell you, it's already done. He said he's going to do. He's already walked the valley of the dry bones. But you give him the direction to them dry bones. You're speaking life to that woman. You're speaking life to that man. He's lying to the family member. Because you know that God has died the anointing of the Holy, Spirit. God gave you the Holy Ghost. That means when you speak, the devil got to run. And when you speak, the devil got to go. So you got to know that God is directing you to the next level. You got to know that God is getting ready to set you to another level. Daniel, chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Could nobody read the writing on the wall but Daniel could read the writing because Daniel was anointed by God. Nobody in your church, in your community, wherever you at, can see what's going on with our young people. They're going to school. We're praying for their safety back to school. We're praying for kids, for mothers that are lost, murder. But I want to say to you, God is in control. And when God says enough is enough, enough is going to be enough. Get ready. God gave you to that level, that level where you in, you can acknowledge things. And God will open up that door for you. You said, yes, Bishop. See, the prophet of son had to left home. Found out he had to go back home. Because he lost all his money. All his friends and left. And he was in a pit. He was in a pit of sin. He was in a valley of sickness. But all he had to do is call my name. And all he got to do is this morning said enough is enough. I'm going to call on God. And God will see me through. I pray so much for you this morning. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. God is going to somebody, Bishop. I don't want to talk to you. You ain't went poor enough. God got you back. Yes. God got you. And he's going to keep you. Let go. And let God. I want you to give a wish. I want you to think in love. I want you to think about joy. And think about how God has brought you. I share our ancestors. That they have walked with us through the storm. It is your story. Your commitment. Let nobody take your commitment from what God got to you. Don't let nobody take what God is saying to you. And I want to tell you all is well. This is the 3,000,000,000 at the 11 o'clock hour coming for money. Is a 3 mile flow God is putting in the vibration.
Which I in you, man.
You speak. Get healed. When you speak, people get to live. Don't let nobody take you down and then nobody tell you about what God said for you. And I want your financial situation to open up. Exodus 23:20. I want you to get ready for God to give you a new lease. Come to say all is with me. Come to keto, cataract, that high blood, that sugar. We come to heal that smoke. We come to heal that heart attack. Come to heal that brain tumor right now. Come to heal the aching bones in the mighty name of right now. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, your healing, your deliverance, right now. Come up out of monkey mud and come into the real realization of God for you. And I want to tell you, and I reach out, I see a breakthrough. And I reach out, I see a financial blessing for you. You say, well, bless you. I don't know, but God knows. I will give the power of the Ghost. I want you to know whatever you've been going through is over. And I want you to know this morning there's a breakthrough for you. There's a breakthrough in power. There's a blessing in power. There's a $1 trillion flow in your house. There, God is getting ready to carry you to the next level. See, when God speaks, man has to listen. And this morning, I'm praying for you to hear your deliverance. Somebody called me and said, just pray. You got to always pray for the healing. Yeah. Pray for how more tumors scope. I would pray morning for healing and your deliverance. I decree that come out of the valley of dry bones. And the good thing, this is what God said. Ezekiel needs he should prophesy to him. Flush, come on his bones. And I want to say this morning, I want life to come on your bones. I want knowledge to come on your mind. I want to come to life. I want the breaking to come right now. I want demons to run. I want these demons loose and let you go. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, somebody needs to know God is around. And they need to know that God will break that yoke. Now, you know, the devil stole a whole lot. Some of us stole your children. It's not God. He stole your health. And he stole your faith. God can heal you, man. Woman, God can heal you if you just let go and declare. And take back this morning. I want to back. All that the devil stole, your mind, your thought, your love, your joy, your happiness. You know, I want to take that back. I want to take out everything the devil stole. I want to run what the devil can't have.
Put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole.
Bye. unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord, and that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord, and until means it's limited. But unto means it's beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord, and if I think about this church, and how about the Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way? Oh Lord, yeah, evidence shows that there were too many.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, when he told them about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one field. There's a new wheel. And above that was another wheel. That was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel. And God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving. Because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were on guard.
Say that with me, please.
So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient times, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, will be a day. I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman, there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looked beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, thou art obstructing mountain, surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon, economic mountain, social and political mountain, religious mountain, encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. He said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say, when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, why being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then led him to the midst of the valley. And sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem. And Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing service. In a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there. Then for fear, but way out on the periphery of things, he missed something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley. Or took him and encompassed the valley. Circled it on all sides. That he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? Son of man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? Son of man, you are a heart specialist. Son of man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologists and psychiatrists. You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. You know, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And a man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you have found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant, and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God, when we go to Him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at His feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, He'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, why, he said to him, why, you go out to give the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach in your house. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why He orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you to go on in your house, why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And
preach to those dry bones. Need a lot of giving them a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can you drop on to hear the word of love? To hear the word of love. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yeah. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord, then one morning, yeah. When he looked around to observe this rumbling, where God, he saw those dry bones in motion. Yes, foot bones were stretching out ankle bones. Oh, Lord, an ankle bone was moving on toward knee bone. Oh, yes, and knee bone was connecting with thigh bones. And thigh bone was moving on toward hip bones. And hip bones were moving toward backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone was joining on to shoulder bone. And shoulder bone was tying in with neck bone. And neck bone was tying into head bone. Well, the prophet kept on preaching. Yes, he did. Kept on preaching. Oh, he dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. And the Lord said, wait a minute now. I want you to preach on a new theme. Yes. I want you to just wait a little while.